Good morning, Excellencies and colleagues. First of all, my delegation would like to express our satisfaction that 4 out of 5 subsidiary bodies held their substantive discussion during the past 2 weeks in accordance with the timetable contained in the decision CD/2116. The presentations by the UNIDIR experts, followed by exchange of views, not only enhanced our understanding on where we are, but also helped us to re-identify differences as well as commonalities among us on the issues under consideration. We could also sense a shared awareness of the much needed progress to restore the authority of the CDE as the single multilateral disarmament negotiation forum. Taking this opportunity, I'd like to commend the coordinators of the subsidiary bodies for their successful kickoff, and would also like to reaffirm my full support to their endeavors. In the previous weeks, as well as today, many delegations have spoken about the issues related to Syria. My delegation joins previous speakers in expressing our deep concerns about the repeated use of chemical weapons in Syria, particularly by the Syrian armed forces, as investigated by the UN OPCWGIM. In this regard, I wish to echo the remarks by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the Geneva University last week in his speech launching his disarmament agenda. I quote, "We will also take steps to end and prevent the use of other weapons of mass destruction, especially chemical weapons. We cannot allow continued impunity in Syria or elsewhere," unquote. He also committed to, I quote, "establish a core standing mechanism to conduct investigations into any alleged use of these weapons," unquote. As a state party to the Chemical Weapons Convention, begotten by this august body, the Republic of Korea supports the remarks by the Secretary General. My government unequivocally condemns any use of chemical weapons anywhere, at any time, by anyone, under any circumstances, and affirms that those responsible for the use of chemical weapons must be held accountable. Otherwise, the repetitive and unaccounted use of chemical weapons will cast a long shadow on the normative value of the CWC. The Republic of Korea fully supports the international community's efforts against the use of chemical weapons, and in particular, to prevent innocent civilian casualties. Finally, my delegation would like to emphasize the importance of the universal adherence to the CWC, and also urge those states who are not a party yet to adhere to it as soon as possible. I thank you all.